Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are passing the halfway point of the book of Hosea. We're in chapter 7, and we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 16 verses of Hosea chapter 7.
Hosea 7.
When I would heal Israel, the iniquity of Ephraim is revealed, and the evil deeds of Samaria, for they deal falsely. The thief breaks in, and the bandits raid outside. But they do not consider that I remember all their evil. Now their deeds surround them. They are before my face. By their evil they make the king glad, and the princes by their treachery. They are all adulterers. They are like a heated oven whose baker ceases to stir the fire from the kneading of the dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king, the princes became sick with the heat of wine. He stretched out his hand with mockers. For with hearts like an oven, they approach their intrigue. All night their anger smolders. In the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven, and they devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen, and none of them calls upon me. Ephraim mixes himself with the peoples. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers devour his strength, and he knows it not. Gray hairs are sprinkled upon him, and he knows it not. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Yet they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim is like a dove, silly and without sense, calling to Egypt, going to Assyria. As they go, I will spread over them my net. I will bring them down like birds of the heavens. I will discipline them according to the report made to their congregation. Woe to them, for they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. They do not cry to me from the heart, but they wail upon their beds. For grain and wine they gash themselves. They rebel against me. Although I trained and strengthened their arms, yet they devise evil against me. They return, but not upward. They are like a treacherous bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword because of the insolence of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt.
Back in 1999, I read Hosea 5 through 8 on one day, so I don't have a journal entry concerning this chapter. So we'll move on to my journal in 2007. In 2007, I wrote, God sees our rebellious heart. Our pride keeps us from seeking God. We stray from God, yet He would redeem us if we would cry out to Him, but some won't. In 2012, I wrote, God is watching. He knows our ways, our evil, our deeds, our adulteries of chasing other gods. As we fall, we don't call on the Lord. Our pride testifies against us, yet we fail to return nor seek the Lord as we spiral downward. We look everywhere but to God for help. On our wayward way, God disciplines us. And I quote verse 14, they do not cry to me from their heart. Chapter 7 of Hosea continues the indictments of God against the nation of Israel. In verse 2, he says, I remember all their evil. In verse 4, they are all adulterers. In verse 7, and none of them calls upon me. And then in verse 10, the pride of Israel testifies to his face, yet they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Verse 12 says, I will bring them down like birds of the heavens. I will discipline them according to the report made to their congregation. Verse 13, woe to them, for they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. And finally, verse 14, they do not cry to me from their heart. I don't know what your life experience has been. I don't know if you've had a relationship with the Lord and then slipped away. I don't know if you've fallen away from your first love of God and chased after idols. I don't know if you are currently close to the Lord or far from Him. I do know that I have had a fairly consistent walk with God since my salvation experience at age 15. I don't recall a time when I backslid or strayed from God for an extended period of time in my life. Surely I've had my spiritual battles over my lifetime, but I believe I have not come off the rails because of my consistent daily time with the Lord in His Word and in prayer. It's not a bulletproof formula for Christian living, but I believe it has helped me. If you need help today, I encourage you to become consistent in Bible reading and prayer. Lord, we again thank you for challenging us through the book of Hosea to come back to you. If we are far from you, forgive us, Lord, and reach out and bring us back. If we are caught up in the ways of the world and we've walked away from the ways of God, help us repent and again, Lord, forgive us and call us back to you. And if we are close to you in our walk with you right now, we give you praise, we give you thanks for keeping us close to you. In whatever condition we find ourselves in, we are thankful that you are a God of love and that you will receive us back if we bring our hearts back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.